RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Jayco. Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories. For more information, visit your local Jayco dealer or head on over to jayco.com.
And by the Thetford Corporation, the industry expert and innovation leader, Thetford has made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. To see a complete lineup of products, visit thetford.com.
And by Go RVing. Away is a place that's easy to find and a feeling that's impossible to forget. To find your away, visit GoRVing.com.
And by Outdoorsy, the largest and most trusted rental marketplace, Outdoorsy is making it safe and easy to make money renting your RV. With full insurance, roadside assistance, secure payments, and real people, ratings, and reviews. Visit Outdoorsy.com to find a cool RV to rent or see how much money you can earn renting your RV today.
And by GoPower. For 22 years, GoPower has been a trusted leader in the mobile solar and power inverter market. Their solar and inverter systems and kits offer full-time or secondary power sources wherever grid power is inaccessible, unavailable, or unsustainable. To size a power system for yourself, visit gpelectric.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes. And also Sweet Maggie, the camping dog.
You can read about our adventures at rvfta.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are returning to one of our most popular episode topics of all time, tips for the weekend warrior. Life is busy and we can't always plan epic week-long RV adventures, but that's okay because a couple of days at the campground is all you need to hit the reset button.
And now we have new and exciting ways to make those quick weekend getaways even more relaxing. Listen to hear fresh ideas on how to keep those short camping trips simple and rejuvenating.
You might think all the packing and unpacking makes quick weekend trips too much work, but we know how to get back to basics and keep our sanity. You are listening to episode number 189, Food and Packing Tips for the Weekend Warriors.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Before we head into this week's feature topic, food and packing tips for the weekend warrior, we have our next segment of RVFTA Road Trip Tips, which is sponsored by our friends at Outdoorsy.
Outdoorsy is the largest and most trusted rental marketplace, and they are making it easy to make a little scratch renting out your RV. We have officially listed and rented out Penny the pop-up camper Outdoorsy. That's the only ones that I've approved so far. They are coming in.
You're so picky.
Fast.
Stephanie doesn't approve everybody.
No, we travel a lot. So there's a lot of
you've rented Penny
into.
Three times in the month of July.
Yes, and once in the month of June. She has four rentals
and
total.
So Penny is
she's popular.
One third of the way paid for.
Yes, that's my goal. I want to pay her off.
You,
I want to
you
pay
have
for
made
my $1,000
easily have made
camper. $500
back on the three mm-hmm. rentals. We're renting Penny pretty cheap. She's 21 years old. $50 a night. I'm telling Stephanie she's got to raise the price on that to 60. But you've made back one third of the money spent on our pop-up camper.
Yep. I'm pretty proud of the whole situation. All right. So we listed her on the site. It was so user-friendly. That's my favorite part of the whole experience so far. It prompts guided me through uploading images and through making descriptions and for checking off features and everything.
You know what works well, too? When you start texting back and forth
yep.
through the Outdoorsy platform,
yeah.
The messaging part is really easy.
So that's, I think, my favorite part is that when somebody's interested in the pop-up and they send a message through Outdoorsy, they don't know my phone number, but it comes up on my phone as a text message and I can wherever I am just quickly reply on the dates. It's been really seamless.
I'm gonna throw this down right now. I think Outdoorsy is destroying all their competition in terms of their platform and
yeah.
how easy their platform is to use, how intuitive it is to use, and it's actually really fun to just surf around and look for RV rentals.
All right, so we're gonna keep giving you all the details on this Penny the pop-up camper experience. We've got the first one coming up in about a week and a half. So I'll definitely report back and see how it goes. And that person actually picked the drop-off and pickup package that I put on there as an option for a local campground. And they pay $100 and I drop it off for them and I pick it up for them.
And we also have another option where that you can get pay a camp an extra kitchen, price and like, get a huge set of camp kitchen mm-hmm, stuff to
yeah,
use
and
if you don't have everything.
Yeah, so we like it. We're having fun
playing
around.
We're also using the service to its fullest capability to some degree, I think, in terms of how we're offering things and what we're doing.
Right. So you can visit outdoorsy.com/list-your-RV for more info today. All right. So now let's dive into the first segment of this show, which is new because it's a new season. Happy summer, everyone.
Happy summer. Let's do another road trip tip here. Now, I love this one. Most of you are listen to our podcast, and what we know of podcast listeners is that podcast listeners listen to a lot of podcasts. We're aware of this fact, right? Most podcast listeners don't just find one they like. So finding podcasts that are good for your entire family and good to listen to on a road trip, it's a great way to pass the time while traveling. And it's like a golden age of great podcasts in general. It's also a golden age for great family-friendly and kid-centric educational podcasts.
Yes, it is. But I also feel the pain of looking for those, right? Because I know that most of the podcasts that get recommended to me are not necessarily kid-friendly. They're podcasts that I need to listen to without my kids in the room for various reasons.
That one we found about American history, I don't remember the name of it. Yeah. It doesn't matter because it wasn't appropriate for kids.
Presidents are people,
too. It was so charming. And then 20 minutes in, they start cursing. And I was like, man,
and the boys were like,
well, our kids loved the content because it was really zippy, fun presidential history content.
Yeah.
But then it was like they started cursing. So not a family-friendly one.
Right. So we kind of used a lot of recommendations from our own experience and recommendations from our private Facebook page that other people listen to. And we kind of compiled them into a list, just a quick road trips tip list for you about podcasts that everybody can safely listen to. And they won't bore you to tears, we promise. These aren't like just kid podcasts. They're fun for the whole family.
All right, so let's talk about Wow in the World.
Yeah, this is a lot of people's
newer one, too.
Well, it's from NPR. It's been around for, a year. Maybe a little bit more.
But that NPR quality, which is what you
it
love about our
podcast,
apparently.
NPR quality. So Wow in the World is a big one because it's very engaging and it's like that kind of thing that even the parents are going to learn something and you're all going to be, interested
in. And the best ones in this category, the parent's also going to like.
Yeah.
Because when you do some of the audiobooks, I'm like, I tune out and it's kind of boring for me. But these podcasts, I like almost every single one of these personally.
Yeah. Well, we talked about the audiobooks on our last podcast, did we? Or did we?
I think so.
Okay. So that is a problem. You tune out. You don't like them. Our boys love them. But if I can find a good podcast for everybody, everybody's engaged. Now, Brains On, if you guys like the trivia kind of a thing, right? Like some people like just those factoids and everything, and that gets everybody, engaged and on. That's a good one. Good Night Stories for Rebel Girls. Now, this is very popular right now with a lot of my friends, of course, especially with daughters. And, it's unfortunate.
Are we
going to
try this one this summer?
I don't know.
I think the boys are a bit open-minded about that stuff because of the mom they
have. I'm a little bit strict about
that. I want to stop for one second.
You will be open-minded.
I want to stop for one second because I know we've said this before, but not everyone has heard us say this before. When we listen to music in the truck while we're driving to a destination, the kids start to get restless and a little rowdy. And then Stephanie's always like, well, let's put on a podcast. Let's put on an audiobook. And when she does that, and I'm not guaranteeing this happens with everyone's kids. All our kids are different.
It's ours,
kids are silent in the truck for up to, say, 2 hours,
they'll
3 hours.
They'll listen to those audiobooks for
hours. They're perfectly well-behaved. They stop touching each other. For the only time in their
lives.
They
stopped looking at each other, which apparently is the biggest backseat offense in the world.
Max stops telling Wesley that he has a squishy tushy, which that's one of my primary parenting problems right now.
He said I had a squishy tushy.
And then Max looks at me like,
yeah, I don't know. I didn't say that yet.
I didn't say squishy tushy.
All right. If your kids love more story-oriented stuff, we've got the Story Pirates, which has been around for a while and is very popular. Now, I also want to say our boys have never been big into science fiction, but Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian has been popular for a long time.
But
people
they like
love
fantasy
it.
And Harry Potter.
Here and there. They just tend a little more in the nonfiction direction, which is, I taught third grade for 10 years. It's very common with boys at that age. Well, they like real stuff.
What's that series of audiobooks that they love so much? The How I Survived.
Historical fiction. They really like historical fiction. With those books. Yeah, exactly. So those are just some of our. I'll link to all of these in the show notes for this episode over at rvfta.com. You can click on them, you can find them. And I think that they'll get you through some rough patches in the car.
And by the way, if you have a kid-friendly podcast that you love, please send us an email. Please let us know. Drop a comment somewhere on social media. We're always looking for more recommendations. Because like you said, the world of podcasting is vast and it can be hard to find.
It's hard to
find
the best ones. And the iTunes, I'm going to be honest, the iTunes search function is not helpful to find things. You kind of have to find
It's not as good as Google.
It's definitely
not. You have to spell everything correctly.
Yes, and if you don't spell it correctly, it doesn't come up. Which is like, that's not the modern
day. Why don't
they
just call Google up and be like, dudes, here's a billion.
You're supposed to autocorrect for me.
Give us the autocorrect. All right, listen.
I want to say before we wrap this up that this is going to be all summer long, the first segment of every episode. We're going to talk about just our hard-learned road trip tips. We've been doing this for 9 years with the boys, and they really are road warriors, as much as they still get yelled at. In the car.
They are road warriors when you put these systems in place, Stephanie.
They're good. They know how to get
somewhere. I want to listen to Exile on Main Street for the next hour by the Rolling Stones. Yeah. Well, they're going to be fighting in the back seat.
Yeah, and I'll look at you when you do that. I look at you and I say, you're enjoying this, right?
But
this is awesome.
I associate a road trip with, like, remember the first time we went to New Orleans together when we were teenagers? We drove over that bridge into New Orleans. We had the Rolling Stones blasting out the window. Like, that's what I want on a road trip. But, I'm a 42-year-old dad. I'm willing to do the alien adventures of Finn Caspian.
We can all remember our past very romantically, but it's just
the rock
the
and roll lifestyle part is gone.
Yeah,
Now, we have so many great segments coming up that are going to help the weekend warriors out there. We're going to talk food. And Stephanie, this food segment is going to be really great for people. And there's a coupon code in it that people might be able to use. Then we're going to talk packing. Then we're going to talk about like our all-time favorite weekend warrior tips. We've just got this episode jam-packed with weekend warrior content. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is time for a big segment on food made easy for the weekend warrior. We have some great tips for you, but first we have a sponsored message from our friends at Thetford.
The industry expert and innovation leader, Thetford has made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. And if you hang out on the interwebs and social media, you will constantly hear folks with questions about black tank odors and other problems. We started using Thetford products when we bought our very first pop-up camper with our little cassette potty about 8 years ago.
The drop-ins.
Always use the AquaSoft toilet tissue, and we've never had issues with our black tank system.
It's so soft. It's AquaSoft. It's in our bathroom in our house right now.
We also use the AquaChem drop-ins at the end of every trip. It's just part of Jeremy's checklist for shutting down that black tank system.
And if I forget at the campground, I do it at home.
And they work. They've worked for us consistently for years. So visit Thetford.com for more information or follow the links in the show notes.
A couple gallons of fresh water, an AquaChem drop-in, and our black tanks have been good to go for years. 6 years with the White Hawk, no black tank issues with Thetford. All right, so we started this weekend warrior content a while ago, and you guys love it. We're weekend warriors. Many of you are weekend warriors, not necessarily all of you. So we started this with an interview with someone from Fireside Provisions. It was a food delivery service, and we thought, you know what? What a great idea for the weekend warriors to order your food and have it show up at your door, and then you just throw it in the RV and you go.
Yeah, so last year on episodes 83 and 84, we did an entire episode on weekend warrior food tips. And we did talk about our use of Fireside Provisions. We loved the idea so much. And I know that right now it's hard to imagine a year and a half later when we can get everything delivered to our door now. But honestly, that's happened really quickly. Like a year and a half ago, this was really almost a unique product.
And there's so many services now, which we are going to run through the best ones in this segment, that there's a lot of competition out there right now, right? So there's some really good prices out there, I think, because the market is sorting itself out with all these different companies.
Yeah, so since we released that episode, what happened was I talked to one of our listeners who had actually tried to use the Fireside provisions on a camping trip, because he's like, that's perfect, that's what I do. And they weren't delivering anymore to his area of the country. And then we camped with other people, other friends, and they kept pulling out their HelloFresh meals. Like, they were bringing them camping. And I'm like, this is a thing. People who are busy and who are working all week and who want to get away to the campground quickly, they're grabbing their meal delivery services that they use every day at home.
So Fireside Provisions was very much sort of camp-related. Is a great company, but camp-related. They've got, you know, healthier s'mores kits and stuff like that. But then there's the ones that you just use to have food delivered to your house. And why not just use that service for a weekend RV trip? It takes all of that food prep off the list.
Well, people are doing it. And I got so interested in that. I was like, oh my gosh, that's such a great idea that I decided to, I know I was late to the party because so many people had done these delivery services, but I'd never used one as of last fall.
Fashionably late.
And I decided I'm going to try a bunch of them over the course of the winter. And I'm going to find one that is kind of my favorite so that if we're ever just heading to the campground, I could know, well, I can just save one of my meal delivery kits
for
the campground.
So Stephanie did all the work for you guys. I mean, she tried out all these different food services over the course of the winter. We cooked the food. We paid the different prices for all of them. We saw how well their delivery worked. And now we're going to give you a couple more tips, but then we're going to run through some of these great options for food delivery that could really make your weekends run a bit more smoothly.
All right. So the first thing that I actually tested was not a meal delivery kit. It was a groceries delivery service. So I decided I'm going to try Amazon Prime. It was Amazon Fresh. And they started delivering in my area. So I was like, I'm going to try this. We did this last fall when we still had a seasonal site at the campground. I'm telling you, this was revolutionary. I ordered on Amazon. I got the groceries at the door Friday afternoon, like, because you can set a delivery time. And I got them at the door, and they're in.
And it came reliably at that time.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's very reliable. I did it months in a row. And you get it in these bags that are insulated. So what you can actually do is put the bags that deliver to your door in your RV or in your truck. You don't have to do any unpacking, repacking, nothing. I ordered it so I could just put it in the RV. And when we got to the campground, I loaded up the refrigerator and everything like that because they're so well insulated. So that worked perfectly for me. I was so in love with Amazon Fresh.
And then they stopped doing it for our town.
My zip code
lost it.
And
she raged.
I actually sent my first nasty email to Amazon.
She went in the garage. She went in the garage and she like Citizen Kane'd the garage.
They offered me like a $10 coupon to make up for my heartache.
Oh, that didn't make up for her anger.
I was so devastated because
dude,
this
it's
was
like
the
you're
perfect
Amazon.
Thing.
How do you not deliver to my neighborhood? I don't live in the middle of Wyoming and
I
it's
know.
Not the winter.
So the point being is that you may have access to Amazon Fresh. A lot of people do, just my area doesn't anymore, and it was one of the low
but
points.
But it became a blessing in disguise though, because it sent you out on this journey to test all these other food services. And look, we'll recommend our best one out of the list, but we really did like all of them and had so many great meals.
Oh yeah, it was totally fine. You can't go wrong.
There wasn't one bad meal.
Nope, you can't go wrong. So, but I do want to say now I have used Instacart, and it's not Amazon Fresh, but it is perfect for the weekend warrior. Instacart, I can get my groceries delivered within 1 to 2 hours. I've never had it take more than 2 hours.
What do you mean that it's not Amazon Fresh? Like, what's lacking?
Because it's an actual grocery store located near you, I find that the selection is limited. Okay. Whereas with like Amazon Fresh, I was able to order Whole Foods 365 brand through that. I mean, that's crazy. Like,
they make
such
great tea bags.
There's so many good products there. So it was like, I really felt like I could get everything. Whereas this, it's like a local grocery store. And I do feel like there's limitations with brands and types of things that I want. But let me tell you what I do now on Instacart. You can make lists that you can purchase off of again. So all you can do is go through and you could make a weekend grocery shopping list based
off
of
what
your
family likes when you're camping.
From Friday to Sunday, just make your list, make it an Instacart, and then every time you're going camping, just whoop, hit the reorder button and someone's going to start shopping for you.
Digital technology.
It's amazing. And honestly, guys, when you're working Monday through Friday, you're getting home late, you're trying to head to the campground, like take it going to the grocery store off your
Stephanie,
plate.
I am excited to hear your reviews of HelloFresh, Home Chef, and Dinnerly. Okay.
Right.
So these are the three that we tested, not just once, but multiple times, each of these, to really get a sense of the service, the reliability, and the quality of the food.
Yeah.
So let's start with HelloFresh. What did you think of this one?
So HelloFresh, it has a really nice menu selection, and it's very user-friendly. Like the interface ordering and everything, it was easy
and
to sign
like
up
a fun,
for.
I mean, like to me, that would be a fun part of this experience is the
user
interface.
You look at the meals. You're like, oh, my family would like that. Everybody, you know, I think we'll pass on that. That was fine. It was the most expensive out of the three that I'm going to review here. At $10 a serving. So that's $40 for our family because we don't count Wes.
Because Wesley's been on a hunger strike.
For 5 years.
For 5 years.
Not for 5 years. It's been three. Since he was three, you know, 2 years old.
Yeah. I think I've got to take the blame. I don't know.
So.
She literally, sometimes we just don't buy him dinner.
Yeah. So I'm not going to pay $10 for a HelloFresh meal for him. The four has always been enough to serve our whole
he'll
family.
He'll nibble on some of ours or some of Max and Theo's.
No, he
it's
eats.
Not totally
it's just
starving.
I'm not going to order based off of them. So it is expensive, but that's the most expensive. But I want to talk about price here. The price of these meal delivery services, you can't compare them to the price of groceries because someone's doing your meal planning, your recipe preparation, and the food delivery for you and portioning out. There's so many parts of this that they're doing for you. You can't compare it to grocery shopping. You need to compare it to takeout.
Stephanie, I don't look at that price and think expensive at all. And when compared to takeout, like Chinese food, which is, you know, probably not good for you, it's less.
Right.
When
so
we
for
order,
our family.
We spend $50 ordering Chinese. If we order like Surf Taco, which is a place in our neighborhood that does like nice fresh food,
$60.
It's more. You're always complaining. It's like $70 for takeout.
Because our two boys eat a lot of food. They eat adult meals. There's no kid meals
anymore.
So it's
less than takeout.
Yeah.
And it's really high quality ingredients. And it is almost in every scenario much healthier than takeout.
All right.
So I don't look at that one as expensive.
I ordered
and
for
it is
four.
The most expensive.
Every meal that we had from HelloFresh, everybody loved. If you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, just know that we filmed a video version of it. You can check it out embedded in the show notes. And you can also see some of the images that I'm going to hold up right now, like the recipe card for the little ears pasta. It gives you a nice picture of what it's supposed to look like. And then it gives you the six steps in the back that you have to follow. So it's really like all laid out for you. Very easy.
Nice in a cast iron pan?
Colored. So. No. That's not a cast iron.
That was really good.
Okay. Yeah.
That was really good.
Delicious. Very kid friendly. Our boys, that meal was a big hit with our boys. Everybody loves sausage, broccoli, pesto, like all of those.
And I think a running theme here is that if you're worried about the quality of the meats from any of these services, stop. Because all the quality of the meats was great for all of these, no matter which one you might pick.
I did this for months and I never had a problem. So then, okay, the next one that I tried was Home Chef. And this was recommended by one of my friends. She said her favorite day of the week was when her Home Chef box showed up on our doorstep. So I decided to try this out. Now, this was a little more affordable at $7.99 a serving. So just a little bit less. And I did like the three meal option
over the course
for the
of
week.
The year, that would be a good savings.
Yeah.
Over
so
the Home Fresh.
The reason why this was my favorite of the interfaces, like of the systems, was because you could actually check off your preferences. And so like I put the preference of low carb because I really like to eat dinners that are more like meats and vegetables as opposed to things that are like pasta dishes. And I love that I could check that. And all of the options that I always got were perfect for our family.
When she says things like that, I think in my mind, it's amazing we're still married. I grew up in an Italian family and an Irish family. It was like potatoes or pasta.
Yeah. So this is like, I'm going to show a recipe card now. Like this is the maple glazed pork tenderloin, which was delicious.
That pork was really, really good. I'm sorry. You're not going to go to the grocery store and get better pork than that.
Yeah. But it came along with, you did carrots and Brussels sprouts, like
and
a sauce. Yeah. So that's great for me. That's exactly what I want. I want a big pan of roasted vegetables and something nicely grilled, you know, and then they have the instructions on the back like that. So I have to say that if money was no option, I would probably go on ordering Home Chef forever.
And personally, I love them. I would rank the two the same in terms of the quality of the food. So in that sense, then of course go with the one that's cheaper. Because really, I thought both of them food-wise were excellent. So if you want to save a few bucks, Home Chef makes sense.
All right, now we're going to move on to my third, which is actually my pick of the show. I just said I would go with Home Chef. But to me...
Price matters.
Price matters, right? I do have a grocery budget that I try to stick with. So,
I blow up every week? That he does. Now that I've started cooking, it's a major tension because I go to the grocery store.
All right. So the third thing that I tried was a company called Dinnerly. And Dinnerly specifically targets people who are looking for a more budget-conscious option for meal delivery services. They actually tell you how they save the money, right? So Dinnerly is only $5 a serving because it's half the price.
I hope it stays that way.
So it's everything in their infrastructure is built to give you a lower cost. And I'll explain what that is. So a family box for three meals for the entire week for all four of us was $60 plus $8.99 shipping. That's fantastic.
That is comparable.
Because I could still do $100 at the grocery store to fill in on all the other meals and breakfast and lunch and everything and have three meals that are prepared for me.
Stephanie, is that almost comparable to the price of getting at the grocery store?
Oh, yeah. It's
great.
It's
got to be so close.
It's great, but I want to say what they do. Okay, when I tested them, I was not going to recommend the product on this show because there's no options. When I tested it, it was just you got three meals. And it was the three meals that they made. And for the most part, the food was great, but there were some options that the kids just didn't like. And I was like, this does not work for kids. Guess what? I canceled. I went on to review other ones. I got an email because I had said, when it said, why are you canceling? I had commented, no options just isn't a good fit for our family.
You get the sense they probably got that comment from
a lot
of people.
They must have, because a few months later, I get an email. We now have options. They have not increased their price. But now they have options. So you can go through and pick. So we currently have a Dinnerly box at our house that we're using. And I picked the different recipes for that
week. Can I dive into, and you did cook most of these, granted. But I'm really trying to learn how to cook, as a lot of our podcast listeners know. And this type of service really makes it less overwhelming for me because it's simple, straightforward ingredients and the recipes are provided. So if there's somebody in your family that is trying to learn to cook, this is incredibly helpful in that process.
Oh, yeah. And somebody that's not comfortable cooking, it'll really walk you through it.
And Stephanie, can you say coupon code?
Yeah. So, but I want to say something else. You do not get fancy recipe cards. Okay. That's important to know. They're saying we're saving money by not doing all this. And in fact, that kind of is saves waste too, so it's nice. You get emailed the recipe cards, so it's digital. So you get the email and you have the recipe in your email. Another thing that they do is they don't package everything individually in plastic and everything like the other companies do. You basically get a box that looks like you went to the grocery store. And so is it a little bag? No, but you're also paying for somebody to basically meal plan for you, grocery shop for you, send
them
to you.
Those seem like very small compromises to me for half the price.
And I think it makes it affordable. Okay, so I'm excited. We got a code for you guys. RVFTA, the code RVFTA, is going to get you free shipping, all right? So that means that you can get three meals for the week, the family box, for $60, no shipping. So you're going to get three meals, $60. It's good till June 30th. And I try it out.
So June 30th, it doesn't give you that much time to sample it, but you want to hop on there and you want to sample it and see if it's a service you'd like for your family and for your weekend warrior camping trips, which is what we're saying you should do here.
So try it. We're using it. We're using it in the house, and I'll definitely use it on the road now, too. I love it. So, all right. So
good. Good run through. So we're going to come back in a second, and we're going to dive into some packing tips for weekend warriors. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is time for segment three of our latest Weekend Warrior episode, where we are talking about food and packing and our greatest Weekend Warrior tips of all time. This segment, we are diving into some packing tips, but first we have a sponsored message from our dear beloved friends at Jayco.
Go big with Jayco's Whitehawk, one of the leading ultralight travel trailers. The 2018 Whitehawk features impeccable attention to detail, industry-leading construction, convenient design, and Jayco's two-year limited warranty that makes getting down to the fun fast and easy. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Love the new Whitehawk redesign.
I mean, I know, it John looks a Fisher lot different than our Whitehawk did.
Transformed the Whitehawk, those gorgeous automotive bonded front windows so you can have a great view at the campground. They are so on point right now, the
new Whitehawks. So we're going to give some tips. Again, we've done lots of packing tips in the past. We really wanted to zero in and talk a little bit more specifically about the number one packing tip that people have used and loved, which is our packing cubes. Now, we have now had, and I have here in the studio, so if you're listening to the audio-only version of this, you can go over to the show notes at rvfta.com to actually see the packing cubes, because I have them in the studio, and I'm going to show them on camera.
Somebody even recently on RVFTA, the group, said, packing cubes? I don't think I need them. That's my special power, you know? Do I really need these? And so many, I mean, of course, if you don't think you need them, don't get them. I mean,
you don't.
But so many people chimed in and were like, these were transformative for keeping our packing neat and simple.
They're the number one thank you that we get, right? So we get a thank you for recommending this. It's changed our RV experience, and packing cubes are the number one thing for that. So these packing cubes that I'm actually holding up, this is Max's set because we're color coded. This is red. And these are the actual packing cubes that we have been using religiously for 5 years. They look brand new, which is why we recommend these eBag ones, even though there's tons of other options
and
out there.
I have to say, they don't really look or feel that sturdy necessarily. They're very thin and light, but they have lasted forever. We've never had one jammed zipper on one of these eBags packing cubes.
Right. So the traditional set comes with three, and there's a big, a medium, and a little. But you can buy them individually and set up your own system. But this big, medium, and little set has been enough for each member of our family to go on trips up to 3 weeks long. Because what I always do is the most that I pack is for 1 week. And then I say, okay, if we're going for more than
laundry
that, you
time.
Do laundry. Right. So, but we're talking about weekend warriors on this show. So I want to talk about how I use these cubes for as a weekend warrior mom trying to pack up the family for their trip. So every person in the family has a big, medium, and a little, and that is all you need to pack clothes for the weekend. If you feel overwhelmed with packing, I promise you it's because you're packing too much. And that's part of the problem with RVs, is they allow you to pack too much, right? You've got all this space. It's sitting out there in the driveway. You just start bringing junk out.
I'm a chronic overpacker. And then my closet next to my bed just starts to feel like a junk drawer. And so Stephanie is really trying to get zen with me on this and really help me trim back the number of clothing that I bring. In fact, on our last trips to Massey's Landing, I didn't bring any clothing.
Yeah, you decided to leave all the clothing and had to make a run to Walmart at 7 a.m.
So I had an awesome trip to Walmart and had to spend $80 on clothing. But I have learned in recent trips that bringing less is just fine. It is okay to wear a t-shirt twice in one trip. It is okay to wear the same pair of shorts twice in one trip.
Well, so actually, I don't need all three of these to do a weekend, but I'll tell you, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But you can really even do two for a weekend, right? And these sit at the bottom of our kids' bed, so they're fully accountable for their packing cubes, for keeping things organized, keeping them all, like, safe and together. And it makes they have handles on the top, so I hand the three to the boy, to the child, and say, go put this on your bed. And they carry all three out at the same time, and they put it on their bed. That's called packing your clothes, and it's simple and easy. Now, I have a PDF available. Guys, if you're watching this live right now, it's not available now. It'll come out when the show actually officially drops in iTunes next week. But so I have a PDF that actually has a packing checklist that we use for every weekend trip.
Okay, our next tip is no matter what time of year, we bring layering options. I think this is incredibly important that you are ready for the weather to get colder or to get hotter. RV life is about outdoor living, and if you want to be around the campfire at night, the temperature could drop in a surprising way. So we always have some layers, okay, whether that's some kind of a fleece or a jacket, or pants, even though it might be the middle of the summer. We keep some of those options in the RV. And also we hike a lot, which means going up to high altitudes where it can be chilly. In Olympic National Park, the temperature at the top of the mountain was awful different than the temperature at the bottom. So having those options on an RV trip, super important.
I've had too many times when I thought the weather was going to be one way and it wasn't. Now I've just learned I always pack that way. I pack from warm to cool, no matter where we're going at what time of the year. Now, another thing that we always pack, no matter where we're going and what time of the year, is rain gear and bathing suits.
Bring bathing suits.
It doesn't matter.
Even if there is no pool at the campground.
Because you don't know what happens.
When we were in the Redwoods last summer in California and we went on a hike, we did not wear bathing suits or bring bathing suits. And at the end of the hike, we discovered a gorgeous crystal clear river and we were very hot.
With some rock jumping.
With rock jumping and people were swimming in it. So I went in my pants.
Yeah.
And the boys did too. I wish that I had thrown a bathing suit in my backpack.
We've had so many of these situations over the course of the years of traveling that now we just know it doesn't matter what you think. Bring bathing suits and bring rain gear, no matter what the weather says.
Rain gear is so packable. I mean, those are a Rainy River Cabela's Gore-Tex raincoats that we have. Pack into a pouch that's this big. They can fit into anybody's backpack to take on a hike and to keep in the RV.
Now, another thing that I have to recommend that I've really done over the past year is building a capsule wardrobe at home is going to make it much easier to pack. If you have clothes that you wear on a daily basis all the time and that all coordinate together, then it's going to be extremely easy to pack. I used to pack all these things just like in my closet at home. Like the idea of them was nice and they'd hang in the wardrobe in the RV. And then at the end of a 3-week trip, they were never worn and they came into the house and then they went back into my closet and they were never worn. As soon as I actually embraced the whole, and I'm telling you, I did the whole pick up everything out of the closet and ask if it brought me joy.
But Stephanie,
I'm not kidding. I did it. I did the does this bring me joy thing and it worked. My closet was like.
She made me do it too.
You didn't do so well.
Here's a good test though.
When you you're like, sometimes it brings me joy if I'm mowing the lawn. And
a good test though is when you come home from a weekend trip, look at what you didn't wear.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that. I've been looking at like, yeah, I did not wear 3 pairs of shorts on this weekend RV trip. I don't need to bring 3 pairs of shorts. It's a good little test. And it's going to be the same stuff every time.
Yeah.
That you don't need to bring.
So this next point is controversial. And we have it on here.
Stephanie and I, we've been arguing about
it. A lot of people say they pack extra clothes in their RV.
They keep a set of clothes in the RV. Now, look, I got to say this. There was a trip to seashore campsites in Cape May where you completely forgot all of your clothing and you ended up with those incredibly comical camo Walmart pants.
I still have those.
That you still have. They don't work. The animals see you. Everyone sees you in those camo pants.
Still wear those.
And then the trip to Massey's Landing. I woke up really early Saturday morning and I knew something was wrong. Like I woke up like upset and I didn't know what it was. And then I very quickly realized I didn't bring any clothing with me except the shorts and the t-shirt. I wore around the campfire the last night that smelled like smoke. So I actually thought I was going to go to the Cabela's in Delaware, which was an hour and a half away.
I was thinking, hour and a half there,
hour and a half back. I'll just shop for half an hour. Like, I'll be gone for 5 hours.
On Memorial Day weekend.
And then I was like, okay, yeah, that's not going to happen. So I just went and got a couple Dickies t-shirts at Walmart and a couple pairs of shorts and called it a day. But
the point of that, though, is
I am going to keep a set of basic clothing in the RV. I'm going to keep it tucked away somewhere where nobody can see it. It's going to be a bathing suit, a pair of pants, a pair of shorts, a couple t-shirts, and a hooded sweatshirt, and that's going to stay, and underwear, and that's going to stay in the RV at all times.
I'm gonna say this. I believe you have to be an incredibly organized person.
So what she's saying is I'm going to fail.
I am. I think that the key to having an entire set, you have to be one of those disciplined, organized people that brings the dirty clothes, camper clothes, in, washes
them, hopefully you're never wearing them.
I mean,
the point is that
back.
You're not wearing them, and then they're there for that emergency morning when you forget everything. I'm going to keep them under our bed. We don't really store anything in that area under the bed in the RV.
Okay, I believe for our listeners, if any of you are incredibly organized, efficient people, that packing camper clothes would be a very good system to have. If you tend to not know where your socks are on a daily basis, I'm not sure that this system will work for you.
And she's talking about me.
All right, let's do a quick rundown on, like I said, I have a PDF for what to pack in your packing cubes. But I want to say this. In that PDF, I list for the kids, like, 3 undies, 3 socks, 3 t-shirts, 3 long sleeve shirts, 3 shorts, 3 pants, 2 PJ sweatshirts, and sneakers and slides. That is the actual list that my boys have to follow when they're packing their packing cubes. But the
and
reason
it helps that they like it, by the way.
I just want to clarify, the reason why I say 3 is because it's always the amount of days you're traveling plus 1. So this is a weekend warrior list, so it's 2 days on the weekend, so you're going to do 3 of everything. If you're traveling for 7 days, do 8 of everything. It's always worked for me. If you have any emergency and you go through more than that, you just do a load of laundry. It's no big deal.
All right, what's in mom's cube?
Oh, so it's basically the same thing, but I just have to throw in exercise clothing and like some different things, like, you know, campfire clothes. Like, I'll definitely put on comfy clothes for around
the
campfire.
You also need to think, if you're sitting around the campfire, you are smoking up that outfit and you're probably not going to wear it again.
Yeah, and then the different shoes, obviously, for me, I have hiking shoes, slip-ons, and flip-flops. Like, the boys don't have 3 pairs, they have 2 pairs. So, you know, it's a little bit different for the mom and the dad on the PDF checklist, but it's a good way of just getting your kids to pack, of getting yourself under control if you feel out of control.
And take Stephanie's PDF checklist and just personalize it and change it a little bit according to what you need, but don't grow it too much.
Don't grow it. That's the point, is you don't need anything. This is years of weekend warrior camping, so I know this is all you need. All right?
We're going to come back in a second, and we're going to do our best weekend warrior tips of all time for really maximizing and enjoying those short weekend trips to the campground. You're not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is time for segment 4, Best of the Best, our best weekend warrior tips of all time, culled from 8 years of RV experience. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Go Power.
Go Power has been a trusted, recognized leader in the business of solar technology for over 20 years. Their high-quality solar chargers, inverters, controllers, and power accessories offer a durable, dependable, and cost-effective solution for mobile power needs where grid power is inaccessible, unavailable, or unsustainable. Using our own personal Go Power solar setup has just revolutionized the way that we've been able to think about using RV. We feel like we're just so excited to venture out.
We just joined Harvest Hosts.
Yeah.
Because we can now go camp at somebody's winery or somebody's farm. And we're looking forward to joining Harvest Hosts this summer and using Harvest Hosts and then reporting back on that experience. And we don't have to worry about hookups.
Yeah, we're ready to just go in another direction with the RV, and we're really excited about it. You can go to gpelectric.com for lots of educational resources. And also you can find information about sizing your own power system over there.
Let's rock out some power tips. Our best weekend warrior tips of all time. For those of you that are busy, you're struggling getting to the campground, you're not camping enough, these are some things to think about that might help you get to the campground more often and enjoy it more. The first one, which was hard for us to start doing, but now we love it, is to camp close to home. So you might not always need to go to your favorite campground or that amazing campground on a lake, because maybe you just can't get there because you're so busy. You might look at a closer to home option that is not necessarily your favorite campground. Don't pick somewhere you don't like, but it's not your favorite campground. It might feel like a compromise initially, but it gets you out camping on a weekend you can't camp otherwise. We camp close to home, and then we bring our boys to their Little League game Saturday morning. So we get the camping experience in. We get the campfire at night. We get to use the RV. We have a blast, but we're close enough to do some of those responsibilities at home, whether it's birthday parties or sports responsibilities.
Another thing that you can do is you can find local camping buddies to go to those close places with. There's nothing. It just changes the way. You know how it's so hard to get together with friends like these? Everybody's so busy with all this stuff, right? Busy, busy, busy. It's like the buzzword of our generation right now. And it's hard to get together with people. You feel like you can't get to dinner with friends. You can't find a babysitter that you can go. So you can go out. Camping together is such a wonderful way to feel like an adult who with friends and who knows how to have fun
so
again.
So what might normally excite you is going to a new campground you've never tried before that's 3 hours away. Well, maybe you can't do that, but you can meet up with another family with kids and have an awesome time. And then the campground that you're at doesn't matter that much.
It just really feels like a weekend, like a whole weekend party. When you're, we just camped with friends over Memorial Day weekend. The kids had more fun. We had so much fun. It's just a blast. And, you know, it's a great way to make those weekend trips feel like $1 million.
And those weekend trips can be relaxing if you start prepping one thing a night leading up to the trip. So Tuesday, Stephanie does the bedding. Wednesday, we all get our clothes together. Thursday, we deal with the food. If you wait to do everything Thursday night, camping trips can become stressful really, really quickly. We recommend not doing that. If your RV's not in the driveway, we understand that's trickier. If your RV's in storage,
you can still pack it up. If you're using those packing cubes, pack up those packing cubes on Wednesday night and put them in that Tupperware by the door.
In the garage or something.
Yeah, or in the back of the truck, whatever is going to your RV that's in storage. Absolutely do it ahead of time. Give it a half hour a night. One half hour a night throughout the course of the week, and you will be ready to go easily on Friday.
And I'm never afraid to give this next tip and kind of be Captain Obvious. If you can take Friday off, take Friday off. Some people have this guilt thing about taking work off to go camping. I'm not saying call out sick.
There's a huge percentage of vacation days that go unused in America, and it's like a public health crisis. Take your days, people.
Don't call out sick and be posting photos on social media, you at the campground. I'm saying, like, plan a day off if your work allows it. And everybody's work is different. Also, even just leaving early on Friday can make a world of difference in terms of beating the traffic. Use a half day for something like that. Don't save it for that doctor's appointment that may or may not happen.
Now, something that we do all the time, and we want to mention it here because some people don't even know it's possible, pay for a late checkout on Sunday. So most campgrounds have checkout at 10 or 11 a.m., 12 maybe. But what that feels like then is you don't get any time on Sunday.
And a lot of campgrounds don't charge anything for a late checkout. You just have to ask.
Yeah, just say somebody coming in on the site.
A lot of places charge $5 to check out like 3 or 4 hours late because a lot of campgrounds don't have people coming in Sunday night.
So then you get to go to the pool still, whatever. You can still do a whole activity on Sunday. You can relax and then pack up a little later. So we've done that so many times.
Or just don't feel like you have to wake up and rush at it. I don't know either. What am I talking about?
What kind of foolish words are you saying?
I don't even know
that language of sleeping
in. And then last tip is make dinner easy Sunday night. Make that the night you order pizza instead of Friday night or something, or save up that money so that you can come home and order Chinese food and not have to cook a meal after a weekend of camping because you need to be unpacking the camper.
When we don't camp, we usually have Friday night pizza night. So what I do is on a camping weekend, I just flip it. And when we get home on Sunday, I just order takeout on Sunday and I don't worry about it. I do want to say there's one more thing. Jeremy said the last tip, but we got one more. Make your unpacking routine on Sunday fast and furious, and nobody sits down until everything's done.
All three of our boys work with us until the RV is unpacked. If you are tired and you don't unpack the RV, you have just made the entire week ahead of you
miserable.
Your
week's going to feel...
Because you're going to do it scattershot all week. You're not going to know where things are. Come home. You could do it in an hour if you do it as a family. Get everything unloaded and unpacked. Maybe 45 minutes and you can be in good shape for the week.
Absolutely. All the laundry goes in the laundry machine. The laundry machine gets turned on. You're done. Okay? So just, you know, get your system down. Think about ways to make less stress, more fun. That's what we all need to do because we are, like, somebody left in an iTunes review a comment about the hamster wheel of daily life, and too many of us feel
so
like we're on that hamster wheel.
Moms and dads are both working.
We need to get off the hamster wheel. So here are some tips to do.
We also need to come back in a second and wrap up this show, so stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is time for the RVFTA News Roundup, which is sponsored by our fine friends at Go RVing, and you can find them just about everywhere.
Have you checked out their great content on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest?
I have.
We follow them on all the channels.
My favorite's to follow them on Instagram. Beautiful, inspiring photos.
Yeah, on Facebook, they'll give all that information about upcoming events and all the blog posts that are posting on their blog. Also, we do lives over there on their Facebook page. And
they really do a great series of Facebook Lives on that page from a lot of the different bloggers.
Absolutely. And they're all about education.
But they're also all about covering all the different segments within the RV industry and giving everybody great content no matter what stage they're
at. Now, if you like RV blogs and stuff, if you follow them on Twitter, they're always retweeting all of the RV content that's out there in the world. They're really good at that. So they're a great person to follow on Twitter. You love them on Instagram. Who doesn't? I mean, or follow that Go RVing hashtag and you'll see lots of great
hashtag
images.
Go RVing.
Too.
Hashtag Absolutely. Find your way. Hashtag RV life's taking off.
And then, of course, Pinterest. You've got recipes, tailgating ideas, and travel destinations. So go over there, follow Go RVing to just enrich your social media presence, you know, existence.
Find your way. Go RVing.
All right,
it's time for the RV FTA News Roundup. Stephanie, can you remind everybody of the Dinnerly code to get a nice discount and free shipping?
Absolutely. I got us a discount code for Dinnerly, which
for
is
free
a
shipping.
Food delivery. Right. So you can sign up for the family box. It's 3 meals and it's $60. You're going to get free shipping on that. That's going to save you $8.99. I got a box this week. I've got another box coming next week. Jeremy's going to be away for work. And so I have a Dinnerly box coming to make my life easier. And you might enjoy it because it's a budget friendly option. And now you can pick your meals. And I feel that picking the meals made this a winner in my book.
If you have not headed over to rvfta.com, you want to check out our website. It was redesigned a year ago. It looks awesome. It is packed with great content. Lots of blog posts that stuff we don't even talk about on the podcast is over on the website. IKEA gear recommendations, stuff about gaining confidence as a new RVer, book recommendations, a world of RV content at rvfta.com.
All right. We also kicked off Campground of the Week summer season last week. Don't miss out on our campground reviews. We did a roundup of resort campgrounds. We've got people on covering campgrounds from California.
Let's slow down on that one. Our newest episode kicking off the summer season of Campground of the Week, 11 amazing RV resorts from coast to coast, from top to bottom. So if you're into that glamping RV resort experience, we've got 11 awesome recommendations.
All right. And if you love the show so much, we really appreciate it if you've left us an iTunes review. We wanted to thank Cody Brown for leaving us this 5-star iTunes review. She wrote, "Most evenings throughout the week, I took my almost 2-year-old for a walk with the dog. If you see me, I'll have my earbuds in and I'll be listening to this podcast. These guys are great. If you're looking for information about gear recommendations, they give it. If you're looking for insight into RV floor plans, they know it. If you're looking for all the necessary encouragement to face the daunting task of traveling with your littles, they provide it. While I've never met Stephanie or Jeremy, I feel like they're friends, simply. You can tell by the way they talk to each other and all their guests, they're quality people with whom you'd want to share a campfire. I look forward to Thursdays every week when they drop their new content. Thanks for putting together such a quality podcast. P.S. It's been a long time since high school English class, so I hope all my grammar and punctuation are correct. Jeremy and Stephanie are both teachers." Well, thank you.
We love you guys.
Thank you so much for taking the time, everybody, who's left us those very lovely, nice iTunes reviews. We can't actually respond in iTunes and say we heart you back, but we really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're approaching 200 reviews. I'd love to hit 200 reviews in the next couple of weeks.
All right,
thank
everybody.
Thank you, everyone that joined us
we
live.
We will see you.
Yeah, and we'll go back in and we'll answer some of your comments and we'll engage with you still all week long.
And we will see you
at the campground.